Blog Talk Radio.
This is that sci-fi show with your hosts, Joey Donovan.
This is going to take a long time, so you may want to get some snacks.
Chris West.
That was a racist assistant, not fraud.
You know, those are decisions that are best left to the soup to Washington.
Sci-fi baby.
This is the sweetest, most justified kidnapping I've ever seen.
Brought to you by the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Z.
For this Saturday, the 18th of September of 2010, and by the way, just a heads up, the opinions expressed on this program are strictly those of its participants and not necessarily those of this station and staff, management, or sponsors. We do have one for Chris West, but we won't talk about that. It is that sci-fi show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Welcome to it. I'm Joey Donovan, glad to have you with us, and joined here by the usual suspects across the glass, Chris West. Hello, sir.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing today?
Hey, okay, thanks. Checking her BlackBerry to make sure that Ben Browder has her messages. Sci-fi Amy, hello. What?
Joey.
I was right.
Hi, Big Brother Alan.
Yeah, I was right. Yes, hello, Alan. Hello.
I love you, Ben.
Turn down the overhead speakers. I apologize for this. And joining us right now, our special guest, sitting in with the band, if you will, for the next 2 hours, from Spooky Empire and fresh off the rap party, which just ended earlier this morning down at Miami Beach for Burn Notice, Pete Mongelli. Hello, sir.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me tonight, man.
Glad to have you. Glad to have you. I know a big event's coming up, and it's taking place when, Amy?
October 8th to the 10th at the Wyndham Resorts in Orlando. Come and party with us.
She's been trained. She's been trained. Website, SpookyEmpire.com. A lot of guests coming up. A lot of major...
Sorry.
Amy makes
wow.
a point to adjust the microphone.
Sorry.
Sorry,
guys.
Yeah,
at the beginning of the show. When the show's on the air, she doesn't do it beforehand. We get everything all set up. No, with her, it's like blah, 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 blah. Go on the phone, check out the Facebook postings, check out for emails, check out for emails, check out for emails. Boyfriend, okay, Ben Browder, that's my boyfriend. What's that restraining order? We're on the air? Hi!
You know me so well.
I almost.
Welcome to the show.
Love you, Joey.
Petey, I know the burning question that everybody's asking as we're approaching Spooky Empire coming up. When is it, Amy?
October 8th to the 10th at the Wyndham Resorts in Orlando. Come party with us. Yeah, baby.
The big question we're all asking is, Pete, is this, what the hell happened to your Yankees this week?
Oh, man.
I mean, first off, I'm watching here on the replay from the game against the Rays. I think it was like the Rays took two out of three away. Here's what's his name. It's like the most honest Yankee I've seen since Joe DiMaggio. And apparently he gets hit with a ball, but he claims that it's his wrist. What happened here with Jeter? I thought he was an honest man here.
You know how it is.
I don't know how it is. I know. So what do you expect? It's the New York Yankees, huh? I know. Anyway, we have lots to talk about over the course of the next 2 hours. Chris, am I right in saying that we're going to travel back in time to Dragon Con? Yeah.
Well, yes, we are going back in time to Dragon Con and back to... a little show way back when known as Battlestar Galactica with robots that could barely walk and stand on their own.
You mean the good one?
Yes, the
good one.
The original.
The good
well,
one.
Actually, no, we're going back to both because Richard Hatch stars in both series.
That's right. Richard Hatch will be our guest as we travel back in time to Dragon Con. And Chris had the pleasure of interviewing him, and Amy held the camera. And I'm sure Amy got picked up on as well, or was it just...
No. He was just a very gentleman.
Good.
Richard was absolute, great guest to have.
Like Gil Gerard.
He didn't comment about my boobs at all.
No, he didn't. He was very respectful.
Yes.
And
I think
interestingly enough, did anybody know that Richard Hatch is a life coach?
Really? He's a life coach.
Yes, he's a life coach. He's dedicated himself to acting and helping people.
Excellent.
Real genuine guy. I mean, there's a lot of actors where you don't get that sincerity from, but you got it from him.
Good to know. We will be hearing from him shortly. And also, yesterday, the world stopped turning. I know. How does soap operas fit here with sci-fi? Trust me, the audience is dwindling, and it's probably just about the same as most sci-fi shows. Right
it, it will one day become sci-fi.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the case. As the world turns, ended after 54 years. I'll talk about that more or less close to the tail end of this hour. And next hour, we're going to be covering a couple of things, including the actual production of an opera in Klingon. if you can believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we might take umbrage about that either late this hour or next hour. And, of course, lots to talk about with Pete Mongelli. These are our special guests for this two-hour ride as we make it a point to talk more and more and more about the upcoming event that's coming up known as Spooky Empire, taking place in Orlando. When
October 8th to the 10th in the Wyndham Resort in Orlando.
I just poke her with a stick, and she just... that's all she knows.
Well, they took our shock dog collar away. They said that was just inhumane.
I know. And the thing was, she just kept yapping and yapping, and the scent of the
it citrus, didn't work.
The citrus scent came out, and she thought, oh, cool, where's my iced tea? You know, what? It's true. They got these dog collars now. You bark, and the citrus scent comes out. That way it just shuts the little guys up, you know.
Citrus? Really? How is citrus going to shut a dog up?
I don't know.
If that's true, I want some of that because I have a dog that doesn't stop barking.
You have a mastiff, right? No, it's a...
No, I have little Cavalier King Charles Spaniels, four of them.
That's right. You have four.
And one, the littlest one, is, you know, she hears something outside, and she don't like my neighbors either.
Oh. So basically, what, the sound of her voice is no different than the sound of your voice?
Shut up.
Okay.
You want me to smack you, don't you? And Chris isn't going to hold you down.
Yeah.
I don't need him.
I'm behind the glass. You got Pete to help you on that one.
Pete helped me, but you know what? I don't need help because, you know, I could really, you know.
Yeah. John Hollis is going to smack me though if I don't mention this. Sunday night, September 19th at 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Music here is Senior Director Harold Owens. Will be John Hollis' guest on Rockers in Recovery. Music is a gift whose value is magnified most in the giving. Musicians share their talents with us, and in passing them on, create something larger that brings people together in a way nothing else has the power to do. In 1989, the Recording Academy established Music Cares to sustain music and its makers as a force in all of our lives. Music Cares provides emergency health and human services and addiction recovery resources to music people involved in the industry, obviously, whether it's artists or other industry professionals who are in need. I can't read, but I'm trying, folks. Music Cares is there with a safety net of support for those who have given the gift of music to our lives. And our special guest, Harold Owen, Senior Director of Music Cares and the MAP Foundation, he'll be John Hollis's guest, Overlord Hollis's guest, tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, on Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Rockers in Recovery. So tune in, won't you? And obviously, if you can't listen to us on the air, on your radio at that time of night, you can listen streaming audio through blogtalkradio.com as well as wwnnradio.com. Our website is thatscifishow.com, and the website for the mothership is holisticlifestylesradio.com. And we also want to thank our internet partners, intherooms.com and mysoberscene.com, and our sponsors for this hour. Chris?
Oh, we got Dan Ascani's Wealth Management, Willard Water, Destination Hope.
And?
That's it for today.
That's it.
Yeah.
No worries there.
Short list today.
Pete Mongelli is our in-studio guest. He's sitting in with the band. We'll be talking with him more and more and more about Spooky Empire. SpookyEmpire.com is a website, and that's taking place when, sweetie?
October 8th to the 10th at the Wyndham Resorts in Orlando.
Come party with us?
Yeah, baby. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be partying hardy.
My idea of partying hardy is a pint of Ben and Jerry's Chubby Hubby and a full hour of cops on Fox.
Yeah, when me and Chris are out, you know, having a good time, you're going to be in your hotel room watching TV.
Yeah.
Me and Gary Busey are running down, you know, International Drive, running from the cops, you'll be in your room.
That's right. And it'll be what time? 10 o'clock?
It'll be about 10 o'clock.
It'll be about 10 o'clock till, you know, 3 weeks from now. Who knows with Gary Busey?
No. I mean, 10 in the evening is when Joey's going to be in his hotel room watching TV.
Because
that's when he'll be calling it for a night.
I'm going to see him in his family guy Snuggie, and he's going to bed, and Chris and I are going to be turning up the street, brother. I'll tell you what, that's what it's all about. Because, you know... You know, people ask me why I am the way I am, and I just respond by saying this. You know, America's first man in space was Alan Shepard, and Alan Shepard was inside that Mercury capsule there for about maybe a couple hours, and all of a sudden he realized he had to pee, and the thing about it was that he couldn't because there was no device in order for him to take care of things, so he had to do it in a spacesuit, and all the sensors went off, and he thought that he was going to blow up the spacecraft, but he didn't. He went up there and did 15 minutes and came back, and he lived to tell the tale. So that's my answer. You're listening to That Science Pod Show on Holistic Lifestyle
Again,
Radio.
Joey.
Wow. Stay tuned.
Grandpa, tell me a crazy story.
Coming up after the break, we're going to hear from Richard Hatch after the break. Richard Hatch from DragonCon. In fact, we'll just go directly after the break into that so we don't happen to hear from Gary Busey calling me up saying, yeah, he's talking about me again.
Yeah, you know what? We should play.
He hears you on here. He is going to just whip your butt.
Yeah, sure he will.
And I'm going to watch and laugh. And videotape it, too.
Now, and then you can go to thatscifishow.com and watch it.
And exactly. Laugh as well.
Exactly. Now, Chuck Norris versus Gary Busey in the fight. Who would win?
Oh, my money's on Gary Busey. He already survived half his brain, getting taken out in a motorcycle accident.
Hey, I survived Celebrity Sober House. What more can I tell you, brother? What more can I tell you? It's That Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Back after the break. Stay with us.
Marketing your service today must include repetition at the right time on the right form. Spend your advertising dollars correctly. And spend your advertising money by advertising at drive time 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. in 4 South Florida counties. Thousands of listeners contact the Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR and make your company part of the Money Talk Network, Ascani Wealth Management Network, Blog Talk Radio, and social media. Call 877-578-5788 for more information. Again, that's 877-578-5788.
30 years ago, 60 Minutes traveled to South Dakota to meet Dr. John Willard and to examine his miraculous Willard Water. What they discovered was thousands of people all over the world were using Willard Water to better their health. As 60 Minutes found, the claims seem unbelievable, but the results are undeniable. Scientific studies show that Willard Water can help our bodies absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. They also show that Willard Water helps make cells stronger and more resistant to disease. Willard Water helps the body heal itself. And it does all this without the toxins found in over-the-counter medications. Willard Water is not a fad. It's been helping people for more than 40 years. Become one of the thousands of people who use Willard Water every day. To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
If you're a man looking for addiction treatment, consider Destination Hope. Located in Fort Lauderdale, Destination Hope is a residential-style treatment center with a unique understanding of the issues facing men in recovery. Destination Hope treats the whole person physically and psychologically with customized rehab programs tailored to your needs. The solution-based treatment philosophy includes relapse prevention models and cognitive behavioral therapy with a combination of group, family, and individual substance abuse therapies. You'll find a comfortable, uncomplicated environment, and Destination Hope is JCO certified for the highest quality of care in substance abuse treatment and service. Destination Hope, your lifeline to recovery, conveniently located in Fort Lauderdale. Most insurance plans accepted. Call toll-free 877-824-0001. That's 877-824-0001. Online at www.destinationhope.net.
The Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and streamed live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com. And Blog Talk Radio.
And this is Chris West reporting live from DragonCon 2010, and I have the privilege and pleasure to speak to Richard Hatchett. You were the original Apollo Hatch of Hatch, not Hatchett. The original Apollo on Battlestar.
Kids at my schoolyard in the fourth grade, you know, he says, "Hat to you, Hatchett, Hatchett face."
Hatchett face.
I got one of those.
Probably
down the hatch.
Down the hatch. No, that's
the hatch. Wow.
Getting hats. Wow, you have, yeah, that is interesting. You have a lot of...
Everybody made fun of everybody, didn't they?
This is true. I mean, that's the whole point of school, is we learn how to...
What's your last name?
West.
West, see? You going west, young man?
Yep.
Go west.
Yeah. It's always interesting. You know, kids today, even when we were growing up, kids always think you give that tough skin. It gives you the ability to deal with people as you grow up and, you know, not let people get under your skin as easily.
It's unfortunate, but we actually have to kind of peel back all the, you know, layers and all the protections, because you can't be an actor if, you know, if you got a tough skin. I mean, you really got to be able to connect to material, and so we have to go into, that's why we go into therapy. That's why actors drink a lot, self-medicate a lot, because, you know, we feel the pain.
Of the character. I mean,
You have to find your own pain sometimes to find the pain in the character. So you have to be willing to go into those deep, dark little places that most people will spend a lot of money avoiding.
You know, pharmaceutical help and.
Of course.
Especially, yeah.
Thank God for pharmaceutical help. No, but I would say thank God that there's alcohol in the world.
Alcohol is proof that God loves us. At least that's what Benjamin Franklin said.
Don't you agree that, I mean, alcohol, obviously, you know. Too much of anything is not a good thing. And obviously, if you're an alcoholic or if you get a chemical change and it causes some weird, strange thing. But you know something? Most of us are so tight. You know, we're pressured, we're tight, we're frustrated. And after, you know, a glass of wine or a beer or something like this, people relax a little bit, and people that never talk all of a sudden start talking. So, I mean, honestly, you know, again, I mean, I'm so happy that, you know, there is alcohol in the world. I'm not one for medical drugs and all that kind of stuff, because I think that that does some pretty weird stuff to you, and obviously too much alcohol can screw you up, too.
Yeah, too much of anything is...
But nothing like a couple of shots of good tequila, is what I have to say.
Nothing like trying to make that worm go down your belly.
Yeah. Well, I don't drink the worm.
In the radio world...
You enjoy that? Cool.
In the radio world, it's not much as enjoyment as co-host and other people you work with forcing it down your throat because you have to earn.
Oh, is that what happened?
Earn, yes.
School days, okay.
Yes, they made me drink.
You know, besides being an actor, I'm a psychologist, I'm a mentor, I'm a life coach. So if you need a little help, middle of the night, a nightmare, something comes up, you have a recall, you relive the horror, feel free to call me.
I have a new sponsor now.
Okay.
Richard Hatch is now my sponsor.
Okay, you didn't say Hatchet. You got close. I could feel it. Just under your tongue. You might have gone, Richard Hatch.
This is true. It probably will be about 3 weeks from now, and I'll go, oh, it was great. Richard Hatchet was awesome on the show, and then I'll slap myself. Now, what you were just saying about becoming an actor, you have to really dive into the emotion of certain roles. Now, has there been a role that you've done that you really dived into and it's your stamp? This is my character. This is the thing that I've done. I mean, you've been everywhere. You've done Dynasty, T.J. Hooker, you know, Captain Apollo on Battlestar Galactica, all these shows. What is your stamp?
I know what you're talking about. There are people that have come up with signature roles. You know, I think... I mean, God, we can think of a whole bunch of them. Mary Tyler Moore. You know, it's people who have created a role that has been memorialized, and everybody remembers that person. That, in fact, they remember the role of the character more than the actress, right?
Yeah.
You've somehow created this. Fonzie is a good one, you know.
Yeah.
Henry Winkler. I mean, I think that was like a major accomplishment at the same time. You know, how do you ever go out and do anything else? Because you're so identified with that character that it's very hard for people to accept you in other roles, you know?
You get typecasted.
Yeah, typecast. So I don't know if I've ever created a signature role. I mean, people might say that with Apollo, but I don't think... I mean, Battlestar wasn't on that long, although a lot of people remember the show very fondly, and obviously it had a major impact, but... I don't think of Captain Apollo as my signature role. I loved Apollo. I loved Battlestar. I don't feel that I found that show, that character, that would be like my Fonzie, my Mary Tyler Moore character, my Cheers, Ted Danson character, whatever it happened to be.
Yeah.
That iconic kind of thing that I feel like that was my creation. I created this incredible character, and obviously creating any character is a collaboration, you know, between you, the writers, the directors, and all of that stuff. But I don't feel like I found, I've created a number of characters, interesting characters, but and I'm very much a character actor, much more than a what I call a leading man actor, but I don't feel like I've created that kind of a signature character. But the closest to it, obviously, would be Captain Apollo, because that's the one I'm most remembered for.
Okay. You know? Now, obviously, through years of acting, you get in these situations where you're doing a project and then something comes along and it's something you think, okay, yeah, I'd really like to do that, but I'm committed to this right now and it's just a lost opportunity. What is, in your lifetime, what was that lost opportunity? If you could go back in time, change everything up and take it rolling and see how everything went different.
Well, there are some roles that I turned down. But most of the time, I turned down roles that didn't necessarily become anything big, but I do think that had I said yes, it would have opened the door to a lot more stuff. I said no a lot after Battlestar Galactica. I was so disenfranchised, I was so disenchanted with the industry, you know, with acting, with the whole thing. I was just frustrated. So I wanted to do something meaningful. I wanted to do something that resonated with me, and so I said no a lot. And I ended up, I think, closing down the door and closing down opportunities and really put myself out into the abyss, you know, the proverbial desert and kind of had to find my way back. And that was, I guess, my destiny, my path, my growing cycle, learning cycle. And obviously life is about a lot more than making it or being famous or making lots of money. You know, it's about each one of us kind of walking this world and discovering what we're made out of and what we're capable of and finding out where we belong and where home is and what makes us happy and finding meaning in the world. So I think I've been on that journey my whole life. So
that's a good journey to be on.
I'm still on that journey.
Glad you're still on that journey. I mean, when that journey ends, you're no longer here.
Right.
And I always say, you know, on our network, we have a little saying that we like to kick around the office. Any day above dirt is a good day.
Okay. You live with that, okay?
I'll try to.
I have a little higher expectation.
Well, I'm in radio. I'm in dirt. So you get lucky. You're the actor. You're the pretty guy. I'm, you know, the face of radio.
The pretty guy. Oh, here we go. The pretty guy. No. I was the pretty guy 50 years ago, although I never realized I was a pretty guy. But I look back and I fall in love with myself all the time. I look at myself at 21, 22. I said, God, Richard, you're so pretty. Why didn't you go out there and get laid more? Why didn't you go after all those girls that you were, you know, in love with but terrified to even say hello to? Why? No, it's kind of nice to grow into yourself and realize that, you know, whether you're 6'6", 6'6", tall, you know, ripped abs or whatever you think your idea of perfection is, but all that stuff, honestly, it's so a little part of the equation. The really big part is when you come home and get comfortable being yourself, you know, and feel a sense of self-worth and feeling valuable in the world and feeling this deeper sense of peace with yourself and the universe, and I never had that. So I certainly have more of it now. So, you know, as the prettiness goes, and in my case, long ago, but you get to a point where you begin to value the important things and, you know, your sense of humanity and the connecting to other people and sharing and good conversation, good food, good conversation, and co-creating something together with people that you respect. Is things that really become the meat, the nectar of life, you know?
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned just briefly, you know, you got disenfranchised or disenchanted with acting for a while, and you wanted to break off and do something else and really make your mark. Well, did you do something? Is there a project out there that you're still working on and doing on the side beyond acting?
I'm doing lots of different things right now. I mean, first of all, I teach and lecture all over the country. I get invited to colleges, universities. I've spoken to businesses. I've done four-day boot camps to help people, inspire people. I feel that we all have something to teach and to share from the journey that we're on, right? So we all, in a sense, become teachers. But I'm became more official as I basically took some steps to go out there and find a way to inspire people, to uplift people. I get a great joy out of seeing how to helping somebody to realize their full potential. I mean, I've always been one of those people that loves every movie, you know, like The Karate Kid or whatever it happens to be, where you get to see, you know, somebody achieve their full potential and break through that barrier or wall that's holding them back. And that's the journey for all of us. We all feel like we got something, and yet we can't quite connect to it, or we can't get it out there, or we don't feel appreciated, or we don't feel like we're doing what we really were meant to do. And I realized that in my journey, I've had to face every one of those deep fears and insecurities and terrors and anxieties. And so as I've kind of taken this path, I've gone through every form of therapy, I've gone through every philosophy, I've studied every religion, trying to find, you know, a way through the abyss, through the chaos. And I think nothing gives me greater joy than to really help people to find that connection to themselves and to find out that, I mean, what I've found out in my my years here in the world is that no matter what you do or haven't done, no matter how many mistakes you've made, no matter how many times you've screwed up or fallen down, that we are valuable, we are worthwhile, we are somebody, we deserve to be here, and we all have gifts to share with the world. And I get a great joy out of helping people to find out who they are and to help them connect to that. You can't do it for them. You can't save people, which I used to try to do. I had many, many friends, you know, but that never works. The key is to inspire people, to give honest feedback, to give support, you know, to help people to find that place inside of themselves where they begin to realize that they're valuable. And I hate to say it, you know, like Thoreau says, most men and women live lives of quiet desperation. They never really realize their full potential, and they never realize that they're important.
This is,
and they count.
This is very true. I mean, people nowadays, they don't think very highly of themselves. You have, well, at least in my generation, was the MTV generation. And if you didn't look like the actors or music video people, you know, on MTV, you weren't popular. If you didn't dress the way they dressed, we don't have the originality anymore. It's everybody wants to look and be the same. And, I mean, that's the great thing about these cons is it's all about individuality.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it seems like today you're walking down the movie Stepford Wives, I guess?
Yes.
Insecurity and fear that we're not enough. And I've seen beautiful women who feel like they're not beautiful enough. They're never smart enough. They're never beautiful enough. They never have big enough boobs. Their lips are never big enough. Their this is not big enough. That's not big enough. It's an ongoing process that is bred out of deep insecurity. Men have it. Women have it. But the plastic surgery industry has made billions of dollars off of fear. And, you know, listen, I'm not putting down anybody's choices, but you know, so many people that I know that are absolutely lovely, gorgeous, amazing human being, who there's no horrible disfigurement or something like this, that, you know, and yet they have a need to enhance because they don't feel they're enough. And I've seen girls with little cute little bodies that their breasts can't be big enough, you know. And the thought is, what is this thing that is, you know, but bigger, better, you know.
Well, I think that's the American way of life, is bigger and better.
Well, look at Meg Ryan. I mean, a cutie. And the minute these women start getting these lip jobs, in most cases, it looks horrible.
Yeah.
And I don't, where in the world did somebody say that everybody's got to have big, full bubble lips like Angelina Jolie? You know, I don't, look, Angelina Jolie is beautiful. She's gorgeous. And the lips on her are absolutely lovely.
Because they're natural.
Those lips on other people don't fit.
No, and it doesn't look right.
And it's not even a turn-on.
No.
And you know something? I'm not interested. I mean, to each their own. But, I mean, you know, I thought Meg Ryan was as cute as could be. You know, and why did she need to change her lips? I mean, yeah, age maybe does certain little things, subtle things, but more than anything, they're so subtle in the most part that most people don't know it. Only the person who's looking in the mirror and being self-critical feels like, oh, my God, I got a little line here. I got a little this there. You know, and he's really got to fix that. But people, I mean, I'm looking at all these women, especially if you go places where there's a lot of women together, maybe who have a little more wealth to do, so they have the money, and they all look the same. The same lip jobs, facelifts, and stuff like this.
Oh, yeah. We're from the South Florida area, so we're very common in the high plastic surgery. They have a giant plastic surgery outlet center in South Florida where it's walk in and out. And it's absolutely terrible that these women, and not just women, men too. I mean, they've got men going in there for pec implants, you know, butt implants.
Right.
And it's just like people nowadays don't take the time to just say, hey, I'm good enough.
Well, first of all, it's like weight loss. Look, if you're overweight, you need to lose weight for health reasons. But that doesn't mean you got to have ripped abs or you got to be, you know, tight. It's all relative. It just means getting healthy, then your body finds its natural weight, and some people are bigger bone, and some people are going to never be that thin. But, you know, it's really making peace with yourself, because if you're not at peace with yourself here, I swear, no matter how ripped your abs are, no matter how big your muscles are, no matter how big your boobs are, your lips or this or that, it's never enough. And I feel sad, because really it's coming out of this deep place of not feeling that worthwhile. Valuable, appreciated. And so until you deal with that, and ultimately, I think everybody that goes out there and tries to fix themselves, you know, and I'm not saying that little plastic surgery here and there might not help somebody in some cases, right, in some ways. Listen, there might come a point where that can be, if it's done in moderation and it's done right, then it can be effective. But,
well, in the case like of a deformity, the cleft mouth or something like that.
I just think that the trouble is most of it really is driven by deep, deep fears and insecurities. And no amount of surgery is ever going to secure it. How do I know? Because I didn't do surgery, but, you know, thinking, oh, my God, if I achieve more, if I make more money, if I do more of this, if I do more of that, if I become the best, if I'm the fastest, I jump higher, you know, it was always a competitive thing of trying to prove myself, right? And I realized that no matter how many times I accomplished anything, no matter how many times I won, no matter how many times I proved myself, it was never enough. And it's like the person who never gets enough money. Money is great, but when you have a deep insecurity driving it, no amount of money is ever going to serve and satisfy you. So ultimately, you got to go to that place inside, and I do a lot of that work, and I couple it with life skills and reminding people, because they never got that support, maybe growing up, because their parents were wounded, and they never got that support. And sometimes we pass along our dysfunction to you know what I mean, to generations that come behind us.
Yeah, it's just like any other family trait, like alcoholism or something like that, where it just gets passed on from generation to generation.
Yeah.
And it's simply because it's just a vicious cycle, and it really is.
Yeah. So I just think, I love... Sometimes you'll sit there with a perfectly lovely human being, and you know, you'll say a kind thing or a nice thing to them, and they go, "Oh, you know, they're looking at you like this, like they don't believe it, right?" And I'm not lying. I'm sitting there, you're talking to an intelligent, an aware, lovely human being, and you say that to them, and they want to push it away because they don't feel that way about themselves. So the trouble is, until you begin to be willing or find the courage to face yourself. Stop running away. Stop trying to prove yourself and stop trying to camouflage and fix and overcome. When you get honest with yourself and get real, that's the beginning point of really making quantum core changes that shifts your whole relationship to yourself, to the world, and then you begin to, I think, come online and become visible in the world and begin to find people, relationships, friendships, and work that is going to resonate and be supportive of you, rather than being in an environment where you don't feel loved, valuable, and appreciated, you know, where you feel expendable.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing. But for me, the journey in show business has been very much a spiritual journey for me, of discovery, of awakening, of healing. I find art as a healing modality. And the icing, obviously, was making money, succeeding, and obviously getting to get to play some wonderful roles. But the deeper part of it is, even if I wasn't famous, even if I didn't make a lot of money, this whole process has been just like writing a book for yourself. Art is first and foremost for you, and then it's for sharing it with those that you care about and love. And then, who knows, sometimes the art and the work and what's coming from you reaches a larger audience. But, you know, if it never reaches anybody but you, it's worthwhile.
It is worthwhile. And it's also nice, especially here at these conventions, where you get to actually, you're on the reverse, you know, it's double-sided, and it really is.
Whereas for the fans, oh, they get to see their actor, favorite actors.
Yeah.
But for the actors, they get to see how much the fans really love and appreciate them for their art and for the talent, for everything that they've put out in the world.
Right. No, you're right. I think one of the reasons why, you know, actors come, they might say, oh, I'm coming to pay my bills and I'm getting, because I'm getting paid and I really don't want to be here. And they don't kind of complain and do all this kind of stuff. But, you know, down deep. But what Sally Field said was, you know, when she was having the Academy Awards, that made everybody so uncomfortable. As you made that honest statement, you love me, you really, really love me, you know. And, you know, probably that moniker, I mean, honestly, we all, most of us do not feel loved or appreciated enough, okay? I hate to say it. And when you have that deep core abyss, wound, whatever you want to call it, you can never hear it enough.
Well, some would argue that to be a great artist, you have to have anguish. You have to be able to feel that pain in order to see the beauty.
I think it's true.
I mean, the old saying, you stare through the black long enough, the black starts to stare through you can happen.
Yeah.
But if you stare into that black and you realize it's not really black, it's just different shades of blue.
Right.
And you got to find, you know, that color that works for you. It really is, in the situation in the new world, you have to become comfortable with yourself. Accept yourself for who you are,
right,
and move on. And all your problems, they'll still be there, but they won't be as bad, and they won't be this giant mountain. There'll now be a molehill that, okay, let's conquer.
All right, where do we find your tapes? Where can I buy your video?
Well, you can find me on thatscifishow.com, but where can we find you?
You're a pretty knowledgeable guy yourself.
I try. I've been around. I was a touring musician for a while, so I got to travel around and meet a lot of interesting people. And being a radio personality, I found that it's not about how much you talk, it's about how much you listen.
Right.
So for those out there that, you know, are listening to you, and we're getting the wrap-it-up signal here from our beautiful co-host, Amy, a person that we actually doesn't believe she's, you know, as beautiful as she really is. We can't get her to dress up in costume, and she thinks that she's not as beautiful as the young girls out there.
Have a beautiful smile.
Thank you.
Anyway, real quick, you can go over to I host cruises, RichardHeshCruise.com. I do all my workshops, seminars, one-on-one life coaching sessions. Go to RichardHeshCruise.com. You can go to WhoTheFrack.com to watch this new reality show we're putting together. You'll be able to see excerpts of my little gang of friends and cohorts struggling to survive in this business, the ups and downs of it. I'm going to appear in this episode of The Hunted, which is an online web series that Derek Conley is producing, directing, and also starring in. We're going to do some excerpts here. We're going to film here, which should be fun. And then I have a movie, Dead by Friday, that I just finished, a mafia film that we just filmed about 5 months ago. And I'm going to work with the same people again to put some other movie projects together as well. And I have one great film we're working on, very much like Galaxy Quest, called The Protectors.
Oh, okay.
It deals with me, reunites me and Dirk Benedict. It's the story of these two fans who are in search of their heroes.
Ah.
It's very, very funny, but it's also a story of redemption, a story of what can happen to actors and the ups and downs of this crazy business. So there's lots going on, and you can also go over to BattlestarGalactica.com. And ultimately, when my new website gets up there, RichardHeshCruise.com, you'll be able to see all the areas of my life, teaching, lecturing, speaking, author, actor, director, producer, and learn about all those things that I do.
Well, Richard,
and my Facebook page, go to my Facebook
page. Of course,
page.
Facebook. What about Twitter? Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah, thank God. Me neither.
I like that. Me on.
I hate Twitter. If I could destroy Twitter, I would.
Really?
Oh, yes, yes. I don't need to know what everybody's thinking every 5 minutes.
I know.
It's like being psychic and wanting to shoot yourself. Well, Richard, it has been a privilege and a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you for joining us on That Sci-Fi Show live from DragonCon 2010.
Thank you very much.
Now,
okay, we are.
No, just a damn minute here. What's wrong with Twitter?
Everything is wrong with Twitter.
I agree with Chris.
No, Twitter's a very important thing, man. Very important.
For you, yes. Marketing-wise and getting it out there, yes. I don't care what you thought of 10 seconds ago or what your dog is doing or that interesting thing you saw on the side of that, you know, thing that was driving by. I don't care.
You don't want to know when Luke Perry's washing his hair?
No.
Not particularly.
Unless, I mean, I think of it like the point from the viewpoint of an assassin. You know, the more information I put out there, I'm just letting them come to kill me.
Yeah. Okay, I'm
here right now.
I agree.
Angry fan, find me.
Okay. All right. That being said, we have to take a break. It is that Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Just heard a great interview we did with Richard Hatch. A great interview Christopher did with Richard Hatch. Yeah. So we get the idea. And that was at Dragon Con, what, 2 weekends ago now?
Yes, it was. 2 weeks.
Yeah. And stay tuned. Coming up after the break, we're going to be talking about the other things pertaining to, especially a big event coming up 2 weeks from now. Pete Mongelli is the one responsible for it. It's called Spooky Empire, and it's taking place when, Amy?
October 8th to the 10th at the Wyndham Resort in Orlando. Come party with us.
That's right. Party with us and Ace Frehley.
Maybe I'll even dress up in a costume.
Amy.
Who knows?
You might get dressed up as me, Gary Busey.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do about that, honey. Oh, you look good. You look real good. Not as good as me. It's at Sci-Fi Show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Visit our website at scifishow.com. We're on blogtalkradio.com. Our website, if you want to go online, listen to us live, wwnnradio.com. And the website for the mothership, holisticlifestylesradio.com. Back after the break, that's Sci-Fi Show. Stay with us.
The Defending Your Money Show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money Show, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and streamed live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com and Blog Talk Radio.
Tanacral is a new joint and muscle pain relief breakthrough. The combination of all-natural herbs and Tanacral works synergistically to reduce the swelling of joints, inflammation, and effectively block chronic pain receptors in the brain without disrupting the pain signals that warn you that a new injury has occurred. Finally, there's an all-natural alternative to dangerous prescription pain relievers. Tanacral is clinically tested and proven totally safe with no known side effects or drug interactions. In a clinical study of 75 patients, 100% were pain-free after 14 days of using the product. Pain relief so effective, you'll never go another day without it. If you're not amazed at the results you receive when taking Tanacral as directed over the period of 90 days, you'll get a full refund for every bottle purchased, less shipping and handling. It's guaranteed. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Plus, you get the first two bottles for just the cost of shipping, just $5.95. For more information, go online to Tanacral.com. That's Tanicrol.com. Or call toll-free, 877-500-5529. That's 877-500-5529. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're a man looking for addiction treatment, consider Destination Hope. Located in Fort Lauderdale, Destination Hope is a residential-style treatment center with a unique understanding of the issues facing men in recovery. Destination Hope treats the whole person physically and psychologically with customized rehab programs tailored to your needs. The solution-based treatment philosophy includes relapse prevention models and cognitive behavioral therapy with a combination of group, family, and individual substance abuse therapies. You'll find a comfortable, uncomplicated environment, and Destination Hope is JCO certified for the highest quality of care in substance abuse treatment and service. Destination Hope, your lifeline to recovery, conveniently located in Fort Lauderdale. Most insurance plans accepted. Call toll-free 877-824-0001. That's 877-824-0001. Online at www.destinationhope.net.
Marketing your service today must include repetition at the right time on the right form. Send your advertising dollars correctly. Send your advertising money by advertising at drive time 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. in four South Florida counties. Thousands of listeners contact the Defending Your Money Show on AM 740 WSBR and make your company part of the Money Talk Network, Ascani Wealth Management Network, Blog Talk Radio, and social media. Call 877-578-5788 for more information. Again, that's 877-578-5788.
5788.
What?
That's our Fox Show continues on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. I'm Joey Donovan. Welcome to it back to Slack. Welcome to it, Clyde.
Hello?
Wow. I thought that, you know, was screwing up at Dragon Con, man. Wow.
Because I just got to think about Amy, and all of a sudden...
You know, I don't even have a low-cut shirt, so you have no excuse.
Mm.
Well, it is kind of low-cut, but, you
man,
know.
Hey,
it's the boots.
It's the boots. I'm wearing the high-heel boots that go up to my knees.
You are, Mrs. Peel. You are.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really? We're trying to think of the Avengers up in there. I do have another thing, though, if you want to play it on the CD.
Yes.
I'm taking suggestions on what Joey and Chris should be wearing at Spooky Empire.
Y'all are too
young. They need to dress up.
Y'all are too young for this piece of music. I'm old enough to know that when I'm a three-year-old kid and I want a drink of water from my mom, she's telling me, son, I'm watching Lisa, which is what she called As the World Turns, because of the fact that it's made, the first vixen, if you will, for soap opera was the character of Lisa Miller, which was played by Eileen Fulton, who played the role for 50 years. And As the World Turns signed off after 54 years on the air. And it's a very, very sad state of affairs, because Chris and I have been discussing about this, about the fact that it seems to me that scripted television, in particular, you know, daytime television, is being replaced by talk shows and reality shows and game shows, but more reality shows than anything else, Chris.
Yeah. It is more reality shows, but here's the weird turnoff twist, is that primetime is starting to go to more scripted television. They're starting to get rid of all the reality TV drama and all that. It's gotten old. It's gotten stale. I mean, we're at the point where The Apprentice is all, you know, we're redoing all the people that failed.
Well, here's what I think about daytime drama. And in England, you have these theater companies, and basically everybody just cuts their teeth, for lack of a better phrase, in order to hone their talent. And some folks will end up being there for a few years and then they go forward. In this case, As the World Turns had three actresses that had huge careers afterwards: Meg Ryan, Marissa Tomei, and Julianne Moore. I think the latter two won Oscars.
Yep.
And others have stayed on for the show for as long as the show was. Eileen Fulton for 50 years, Don Hastings, who played Dr. Bob Hughes for 50 years, Helen Wagner, essentially, God bless her, died with her boots on a few months ago. She was in that role of Nancy Hughes for about Helen Wagner in the role of Nancy Hughes for 54 years. And there are a number of individuals that have been there for at least darn near 25, 30 years. So you have to factor out that, in a sense, that was our national theater as well in the United States. And the national theater was greatly exposed on live television to an extent during the 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, on 5 days a week on American television. And sadly, 40 years ago, we used to have 20 soap operas a day. Now it's down to six. CBS has two, NBC has one, and ABC has three left, and thanks to...
And they're all running out their contracts.
They're all running out their contracts, and unfortunately, because of the Internet, and now there's some changes here, because now with the lack of web soaps on television, there's now more soaps on the web.
Well, yeah, that's the other trend is that now that we have... we've always had the Internet and Internet TV, but before it was kind of, okay, all independent video... Yeah. All, you know, made by nobodies. If it was somebody famous, it was very, you know, low budget and it wasn't done well.
Yeah.
Now you're getting shows like The Guild, which is, you know, working on its fourth season, started out as a web series, still is a web series, very popular, you know, taking off. You get these series in Not for Hire. Starring Ben Browder is going to be a web TV series.
Yeah, I know.
I had to throw that in there for Amy.
Where's that radio tag now?
What?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to look for that. I have the player sitting right next to me, but I don't know which track it is.
Yeah. Yes, I know, with the Ben. And you brought your daughter here, and apparently she has a crush on somebody else as well.
Yes, Eddie McClintock.
Bring your daughter over here.
Come here, Brittany.
Bring Brittany. Brittany is no stranger to the microphone, and that sci-fi show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Hello. Hi, sweetie. How are you? Just like your mother, never on cue. Hello. So what do you like about this guy, McClintock? John Wayne played McClintock, didn't he? Was that
yes. McClintock was a John Wayne film.
Okay.
But this is nothing the same.
So what do you like about this? What's his name, Amy?
Eddie McClintock.
What do you like most about this Eddie McClintock?
He's cute.
Does he have a dynamic range of emotion? When he appears on screen, does he have a presence? Is his hair like Justin Bieber, where it's like over his eyes and it looks like an awning? You know, he's going to have like zits underneath on that forehead with all that hair. If that hair is really oily, he's going to have like, you know, 5,000 zits. That's why the hair is on there. You know how it is.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we just have to pray for a group of wild, crazy people to shave him bald.
Yes, well, we'll see what happens when he becomes a Hare Krishna.
Brittany says don't mess with her, Justin.
I'm not messing with her, Justin. I'm just...
I'll mess with him.
I can't wait to hear about Justin Bieber like 20 years from now.
Yeah, when he's a washed-up failure.
I know.
Like everybody else.
Yeah, I know. He'll be performing on stage for two people. He'll be looking at the ground, and one of the guys will come to see gets an autograph. And, like, ended up hanging out with him, drinking beer for the rest of the night.
With his iron-on T-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
you remember the Family Guy, the Britney, when they did The Future, when Stewie goes back in time to save himself,
uh-huh.
And they're showing the Britney Spears comeback tour. Yeah. I may have lost a foot to diabetes, and I can't really dance, but I'm still sexy.
Exactly. And that's just
wheelchair like... just catches on fire, and the nightmare's finally over.
Exactly.
What about the South Park one with her?
Britney Spears ends up blowing off the top of her skull and lives, just as a tongue that sticks out of her mouth. Oh.
That's right, because that's what matters.
And then they go, man, she got fat.
Yeah, okay. Where the hell did this go? Oh, yes.
Justin Bieber. No, Eddie McClintock.
Eddie McClintock. So,
she saw my pictures from Dragon Con.
Yeah.
And she does like Warehouse 13.
Oh, okay.
It's a good movie.
I see. So who do you think is dreamier, sweetie? Is it Eddie McClintock or is it Justin Bieber?
Both.
Okay, good. It's a toss.
Just want to choose.
Yeah, we're a family show, so I can't sing more. I feel like...
Yeah, I think we need to walk away from this moment go into dangerous territory.
I feel like it's Take Your Child to Work Day on the Howard Stern Show, okay? Anyways, okay, Brittany, thank you, sweetie, for being on the program.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And please make sure that when mommy drives, she has the keys in the ignition, okay? That's a stick shift.
This is worse than the time I locked my keys outside the car.
I'm speaking. I got the chair with the squeaky wheels here. What's going on here? Right, it is that sci-fi show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. He's Chris West, she's Sci-Fi Amy. I'm Joey Donovan. Pete Mongelli is our guest sitting with the band here, and we'll be talking with him more during the course of the next hour in regards to the big event coming up about a couple weeks from now, Spooky Empire in Orlando, taking place when, Amy?
October 8th to the 10th at the Wyndham Resorts in Miami. I was going to say Miami in Orlando.
The taser is getting taken back out.
It's somewhere in Florida.
I need a few drinks. You know, I need to party. Two more weeks.
Yeah. Two more weeks.
Two more weeks and party.
Two more weeks. Are you taking Brittany with you or?
Oh, I'm not taking Brittany with me. No, is it 2 weeks or 3 weeks?
Three weeks, right?
Yeah,
don't rush it. Don't rush it.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
You take Brittany with you over to like the parks and all that Disney World.
I'll be at the party.
I think we'll be a little bit. All right, if Dragon Con is any kind of scale, we're going to be a little bit too busy to be going to Disney parks. We're going to be,
I want to go to Disney
parks. I am
World.
Bringing my 13-year-old.
Well, you can go Monday.
For the day.
Okay.
Yeah, my little slave.
Cool.
I'm going to go off and, you know, go do this, go do that, you know, because I'm only one person.
Well, somebody
I
would
need
want
someone to help.
A gopher.
That's right. She's going to be everybody's gopher, actually.
Well, no, not mine. You hear Amy's daughter in the background saying, I'll go.
Yeah, no.
Okay, sweetie. Just wait a few
years. Sorry, honey.
Okay.
A few more years, and I'll allow you to go to Spooky.
Baby, hold on to whatever innocence you have left, okay? Please. For all of us. All right, listen. We're going to play something here for you as we lead up to the top of this hour. And the next hour, we're going to speak with Pete Mongelli for the bulk of the hour and just discuss things pertaining to Spooky Empire coming up. When is it, Amy?
October 8th. Yeah. To the 10th at the Wyndham Resort in Orlando, Florida.
Like a train freaking
hot day! Yeah, baby.
Seal. Yes.
And Joey will be in his room watching TV.
Yeah. Top of Ben and Jerry's Chubby Monkey in a full hour of Cops on Fox.
That's right.
You know, there was something that was mentioned, I think, somewhere on BBC News, and I'm going to pull this information from the Toronto Star. And Chris, just on the CD rack, go ahead and it's on Cut 2, by the way, on the CD tray.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, good. Apparently, there is something known as a Klingon opera. Now, I say this because on September 25th, September 25th, the Washington Shakespeare Company is performing Hamlet and Much Ado About Nothing in Klingon and English. The evening's theatrical performance is a fundraiser featuring special guest, no big surprise here, George Takei. That's right, Mr. Sulu. Now, Now, for Mark Okrand, the linguist who created the Klingon language for the Star Trek movies, it was a natural fit for him. And for Yuris Okrand, who's on the board of directors of the Washington Shakespeare Company, happened discussing with the company's artistic director the idea of putting Shakespeare and Klingon together. The time was never quite right until now. But in addition to that, there's also an opera that's taking place. I think the BBC News already covered it. I'm going to have to find this out as soon as we hear this. But here's a sample of what a Klingon opera sounds like. And you hear some explanations in English. It's about 5 minutes long. It makes Yoko Ono's work sound palatable. So let's take a listen to right now at what a group right now in the Netherlands is conceiving as a Klingon opera, which apparently the project is doing pretty decently, and it's premiered, I think, a couple of weeks ago. Take a listen.
Gareth J. Lucara. A thousand years ago, at the dawn of the Empire, 500 warriors stormed the great hall at Kamchi. The city garrison fled before them. Only the Emperor Kaelas and the Lady Lucara stood their ground.
What? I fell asleep already.
Yeah.
Okay, the music is being played on stringed instruments, metal and string. It sounds more like Japanese, if you will. But which I think is what the look they were going for this. But I have a very dark feeling we probably lost every member of our audience, which includes Amy's family. So,
yeah, exactly.
Let's
that's
just
pretty
pause that down.
I know. But this is essentially what you will hear if you go to a Dutch theater hosting the premiere of the world's first Klingon opera that's happened.
I'm going to quote a great man right now. There are only two things in this world I cannot stand.
What?
People who are intolerant to other people.
Yeah.
And the Dutch.
Okay. The Zeeval Theater in The Hague last week presented the first showing of, and it's just called, it's spelled U, lowercase U, before it travels to the Ketlop. That's what it is, the Ketlop in Farnsburg, Germany. This is according to NPR. The work has been produced by the Klingon Terran Research Ensemble and tells the story of Kaelas the Unforgettable, the first Klingon Emperor. In fact, if you happen to go onto YouTube and type in that Klingon Terran Research Ensemble, you'll get more information. We should put it up on that scifishow.com.
Yeah, we could throw that up on there.
Yeah, because at the end of the piece, there's a scene where Kaelas and the woman he's fighting with, you know, end up, like, making love in the blood in this river of blood of all the people they've killed, and all you keep hearing is like, ah, and that's it. But I guess that's all Klingons, you know, have a good time.
Klingon blood orgy. All right.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, Kate Cherry's artistic director for us, Sean Field, revealed that he studied an ancient musical treatise called, I can't pronounce this. In English, it's translated Book of the Perfect Scream for the project, Scream. He also conducted other archival research. I wonder what Mark Oakram thinks of this. We should have him on the show pretty soon. What do you think?
I think that we could definitely bring him on and ask him about that.
Okay, we can do that. Pete Mongelli's falling asleep here. What?
You were the one that suggested that we played the Klingon opera. Now,
I think we should not listen to Joey anymore.
I think for at least 2 weeks.
His ideas are just, you know.
What? I wrote
boring.
Okay, you try and fill 1 hour, okay, sweetie?
Oh, I could fill up an hour.
I bet she could.
Hey, now.
Stay tuned.
How we get the audience back.
That's right.
Part two of the Ben Browder Appreciation Society continues on this broadcast of That Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyle.
Stop looking at me like that.
What, you're looking at your...
You're looking at my cleavage right now.
Please, cleavage to me. Who's emailing now?
That would be my daughter telling me that she just left the movie theater.
Oh, really?
With her dad, yes.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a protective mom. I told her to text me so I know she's okay.
Well, okay.
And then she said, when are you coming home? Doesn't she know I'm doing my radio show right now?
Daddy must be very exciting. Very exciting, very intriguing, you know.
I'm just glad he picked her up.
That is to physically remove her from the premises and bring her home safely.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. We want to thank our sponsors for this hour. Chris, what's our sponsors?
Oh, we got Dan Ascotti's Wealth Management, Destination Hope, Beckard & Associates, and Willard Water.
Yes, and we also want to thank our internet partners, InnerRooms.com, MySoberScene.com. Just to give you a heads up, if you go to the website for HolisticLifestylesRadio.com, there is a special tomorrow night on Recovery, Rockers in Recovery, I think it's called.
Yes, Rockers in Recovery.
Yes, a special guest that's going to be appearing, and I'm trying to pull up on the website what the young gentleman's name is. And
well, that would be the Music Care Senior Director, Harold Owens, will be the guest from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. tomorrow night.
All right, you got that. So the Overlord Hollis will be there tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern time, so join him for that, won't you? In the meantime, stay tuned. Coming up, we'll take, after the break, we'll... what we're going to do. Pete Mongelli with us, looking at us. Why
get a full breakdown of Spooky Empire.
We'll
get a full breakdown of Spooky Empire. Guests that are going to be there, events
exactly.
That we're going to do.
Exactly.
Yes.
And find out a little bit more about Ace Frehley and the Kiss Nation.
Yeah.
And
why the New York Yankees just might implode in the race, just might win the East. As long as the Red Sox are out of it, that's all that matters for him. That's all that matters. Anyway, it's SI5 Show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio, back with more after the top of the hour of the break. Stay with us. Yeah.
The Defending Your Money Show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money Show, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and stream live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com. And Blog Talk Radio.
WWNA, Pompano Beach.
Everyone knows that men and women experience life differently, and women dealing with addiction need highly specialized care. Destination Hope has a program that specializes in the needs of women addicted to drugs and alcohol. Featuring residential or intensive outpatient programs, plus care for eating disorders, dual diagnosis, and trauma programs. At Destination Hope, you'll experience individualized treatment derived from a constant reevaluation as you grow. Backed by a highly attentive team approach to your treatment, you'll take a leading role in your own recovery and rebuilding your life. Plus, Destination Hope is JCO certified for the highest quality of care in substance abuse treatment and service. If you're a woman dealing with addiction, it's time to renew your hope. Destination Hope, your lifeline to recovery, conveniently located in Fort Lauderdale. Most insurance plans accepted. Call toll-free 877-824-0001. That's 877-824-0001. Online at destinationhope.net.
My name is Charles Beckard. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckard & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Marketing your service today must include repetition at the right time on the right form. Spend your advertising dollars correctly. Spend your advertising money. Buy advertising at drive time 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. in 4 South Florida counties. Thousands of listeners contact the Defending Your Money Show on AM 740 WSBR and make your company part of the Money Talk Network, Ascani Wealth Management Network, Blog Talk Radio, and social media. social media. Call 877-578-5788 for more information. Again, that's 877-578-5788.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and BlogTalkRadio.com. Now, today's program.
This is Matt Sci-Fi Show with your hosts, Joey Donovan.
The Olympic shot putter.
He's a miraculous miracle incarnate.
Chris West.
Science, damn it!
Oh, you hear me? My furry ass!
Sci-Fi Amy.
The Flava Enhancer.
Get out now or stay and get weird. Your call, Warden.
Brought to you by the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Z.
Yeah, they let us go on for another hour. God help us all.
That's right.
It's that Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Welcome back to an hour number two, fully in effect. I'm Joey Donovan. He's Chris Quest. She's Sci-Fi Amy. The gentleman on the drums is Pete Mongioli. And joining us from the very popular blow-up all over the place Spooky Empire Convention. SpookyEmpire.com is a website, and it's taking place when, Amy?
October 8th to the 10th at the Wyndham Resorts in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be there.
Yes.
And we're going to party.
Yes. You're going to party, and I'll be there, too.
And and in between, we'll interview some guests.
Yes. Walking around wearing something
very low.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Low cut.
Yeah. Can't say what it is because there's an 8-year-old in the room. But yeah, I'll tell you what. It used to be a time when there was really Pete Mongioli. There was really nothing down here in Florida. I mean, I
exactly.
You started this thing up about South Florida about how many years ago?
It was 8 years ago, and there was nothing here.
Mm-mm, nothing.
And we didn't even know if it was ever even going to work. I mean, you remember? I used to talk to you about it all the time, and we had no clue that it was going to turn out to what it is today.
Yeah, well, I think the thing about Halloween is that at that time of the year when the adults can act like children all over again,
and
the idea of just getting dressed up in costume was a fun thing, and then just the idea of, like, after all that happened during the summer months and people are getting back to work and back into school and you got to go through all that madness, and then the snowbirds. I mean, God bless them. They're the reason. I call them visitors, kind of like aliens, visitors, you know. But they come down here and they put a lot of money into the economy. Hopefully they will still be around for quite a long time. But, you know, we make it a point to also try and welcome them into the fold. And there are a number of folks that are coming from out of state as well to this event as well, too.
Oh, definitely, man. We sell, like, over 2,000 hotel rooms just in our hotel alone. And then there's all the surrounding hotels that sell out, too.
Mm.
So it's a pretty big deal.
Mm. Yeah, it is indeed. By the way, Amy,
yes.
Just when you have a chance, I know you're looking at photos of Ben Brown.
When am I not?
Yeah, I know. Just when you get the chance, I hate to be vain. I just wanted to make sure that. Oh, my God. Can you open up the video camera and just record what we're doing? We're working on behind-the-scenes
stuff. Oh, that's right. I was waiting until we came back, and then I was going to videotape it.
And then we're back.
I'm sorry.
All right, so now you know what it was like at Dragon Con.
Really?
Yeah, ask about the look at the Kevin Sorbo video online real closely.
Yeah.
Where did we start?
Ah.
Yeah, I kind of forgot to turn it on.
Okay.
Holding it in her hand for, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh
it's not on.
Record this, wasn't I?
Yeah, just smash that button right there,
oopsie.
Honey.
Oopsie.
Big red button.
I'm a little blonde sometimes.
we kind of know.
Don't.
What?
Go there.
I know. Anyways, no, there's a reason why we do these things. Yeah, once in a while people ask, what do you guys look like? So we want to make it a point to show people what we look like, because we do have, by the way, Pete, you might know this as well, we do have a web page up on YouTube, correct?
I'm sorry, what about YouTube?
Yes, we have a Sci-Fi Amy channel up on YouTube.
Yes, Sci-Fi Amy channel on YouTube, and there's, like, I think 5 videos that we've uploaded so far.
Okay.
We have, I think, a total of 10 or 11. We just they're all uncut, and we need to actually, you know.
Now, get this.
Mm-hmm.
CorinNimick.com has the video that I did with him up on his website.
Yes. Oh, excellent.
Yes, they emailed me.
I Googled thatscifishow.com trying to find our website because apparently
our
URL has been giving us problems.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. You know, I got to do so many things.
Frankly, sorry. We're all over the place, Pete. I apologize for that. Well, Amy is setting up the camera, and just, you know, because I just wanted to make sure, just to give an idea as to what we look like, because we do have a Sci-Fi Amy page on YouTube, by the way. So.
All right, I'm ready. So, you know, you need to, like, start it. You ready?
I am starting. Just join us in the conversation. See, people think this is a work.
Well, you need to, like, say something before when I start it.
I'm saying. Just go ahead and just mash the button.
All right, I'm starting it now.
There we go. Thank you very much. Oh, my God.
You want everyone to know what you look like. Is that even a good thing?
You have somebody on staff.
There's a reason it's called Space for Radio.
That's right. You got a Space for Radio,
Joey. You got rid of those people.
Yeah, I was wondering. Good. You can have her if you want.
No. I can't get rid of her. No.
Chris needs me.
She earned her right at Dragon Con. I can't get rid of her.
A couple bags of Tootsie Rolls, maybe a can of PBR. You know, I mean, a case, whatever that works. Okay. Before we go any further, I just completely forgot one thing. If you go to the website, holisticlifestylesradio.com, Sunday night, September 19th, that's tomorrow night, 10 p.m., Music Hair Senior Director Harold Owens will be John Hollis's guest on Rockers in Recovery.
Oh, yeah. And if you've been listening to the last few weeks of Rockers in Recovery, it has been very interesting. We had Rhetoric in studio last weekend where they actually played live in studio, which was kind of interesting to pull off.
Now, Amy, here's the important part here. While Chris is speaking, why don't you move the camera so that we can look at Chris as well?
I was looking at him to see how I can get it through the glass so it doesn't look bad.
You know, why don't you just
do the video instead of, you know, being a backseat driver?
Yeah, you know what?
Chris,
go ahead and give him the camera.
You know, Chris, I'm going to hold it down, and I'm going to let you beat his butt. Okay.
I can't hit him. We're about to be roommates.
Yeah.
So it's going to cause problems that I don't need.
I'll give you $20, Petey.
My
daughter could beat your butt.
I'm sure she can. I'm sure she can. We want to thank our internet partners, by the way, intheroom.com and mysoberscene.com. Chris, who are our sponsors for this hour?
Oh, we got Dan Ascani's Wealth Management, Beckert & Associates, and Destination Hope, as well as Willwood Water and Panitrol.
Excellent. Great sponsors, all of them. We do want to thank Overlord John Hollis for letting us play in his world at least for 2 hours on Saturday while he has some time off. We're going to go ahead and take a break so Amy can proceed to beat me up. And
yes.
What?
I'm going to beat you up.
I'm glad.
You're going to hurt. You're in a world of hurt.
I'm looking forward to it.
It ain't going to be a good hurt, baby.
Hey, listen, as long as you're paying attention to me, that's all.
As long as I'm touching you, right? It doesn't matter that it hurts.
Pete Mongelli joins us for the rest of the hour. We'll continue our conversation in regards to what we can expect at Spooky Empire taking place in Orlando. When, Amy?
October 8th to the 10th at the Wyndham Resort in Orlando. Come party with us all weekend long.
Yeah.
It's going to be phenomenal.
It'll be phenomenal.
Yes.
So phenomenal.
Yes.
Our prices are so crazy, we're insane.
We're a crazy boy. Yeah. I was watching in the Army the other day.
Oh, okay. Bit of a.
Yeah, the Weasel.
Yeah.
Andy Dick and what's his name? The Weasel, all in one movie. Two of the most annoying men on the planet.
Yeah, I know, but you know how that goes. It's at Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Our website, that's scifishow.com. We're on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen to us online on www.nnradio.com. And the website for the mothership is www.holisticlifestylesradio.com. It's that Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Back after the break. Stay with us.
The Defending Your Money Show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money Show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and stream live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com. And Blog Talk Radio.
If you have a passion for helping people, you may be a perfect candidate to become a certified addiction professional. And there's no better place than the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale. The Academy for Addiction Professionals is nationally certified to train you as a certified addiction counselor, certified addiction specialist, or certified behavioral health technician. You can even take online continuing education courses. You will have access to cutting-edge resources, important certification updates, trends in the behavioral health field, and you can network with other addiction professionals. Turn your passion into your profession. Contact the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale, 877-824-0001. That's 877-824-0001 or online at www.addictionacademy.com.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Marketing your service today must include repetition at the right time on the right form. Spend your advertising dollars correctly. Spend your advertising money. Buy advertising at drive time, 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. in four South Florida counties. Thousands of listeners contact the Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR and make your company part of the Money Talk Network, Ascani Wealth Management Network, Blog Talk Radio, and social media. Call 877-578-5788 for more information. Again, that's 877-578-5788.
Please tell us that you know. Some of the members of the cast of Babylon 5 just always asking that answering that magical question, it's just a TV show, because most of these fans will go to these cons, Pete Mongelli, as we're on that sci-fi show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and they'll look at the people who appear at these conventions, like in this case, the chap who played Freddy Krueger in the Nightmare films, Bob England.
Yeah, Robert England.
And they actually think that Bob England is Freddy Krueger, am I right?
Oh, yeah, I mean, people really take these movies seriously. And,
yeah.
The fan base is just incredibly crazy.
Yeah.
You know, they're just very into it, very into it.
Now, when you started this thing about 8 years ago, it was originally called, Screamfest.
It's called Screamfest, yes.
That's right, Screamfest. And I know we had to have some changes made to it because of certain things we're saying, you know. Hey,
yeah.
I got a Screamfest up here.
That's not actually, you know what happened? Back in the a couple of years ago, we did a Friday the 13th Part 3 reunion,
mm-hmm.
and one of the guys from Friday the 13th was a copyright lawyer. And when I started, you know, the show, we didn't know it was going to grow to what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and we started growing, getting a lot of people at the show and everything, and this guy was like, yeah, this kid's making some money here. Let's get this. And then next minute we know, we got an email saying, you know, hey, I own the rights to your name.
Yeah.
You want to give us royalties to it? Mm-hmm. And next thing I know, I said, well, I'll just change the name. And since we changed the name, we've doubled our audience. So thank God for him.
Yeah, right.
I love the new name.
Yeah.
I know some people still call it the old name, but to me, that old name is just this little convention that we had in Plantation. But since we moved it to Orlando and called it Spooky Emperors, Ultimate Horror Weekend, which that's what it is. It's the Ultimate Horror Weekend. And it's just been growing and growing, and it's, you know, became one of the largest horror conventions in the United States now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned on my Facebook page, that Pete Mongelli is Lord God of Spooky Empire. In a sense, he is, because, I mean, we see the staff in a way. They're kind of like shadow people. They just happen to, like, rush, and you see these, like, traces here and there. But there's Pete, man. He's just, and the thing is, Pete isn't, like, sitting in a boardroom, you know, just like, you know, with a bunch of pizza boxes and just, you know, just sitting in a corner in the embryonic position. He's out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm out there running the show. I'm out there doing everything possible.
Yeah.
and I am the face,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, my wife does a lot of behind-the-scenes work, you know, give her credit for that, but I'm the face,
yeah.
And I'm the one everybody recognizes. I'm the one everybody, you know.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, if you happen to look at his website, SpookyEmpire.com, by the way, there's this great drawing. I don't know who did this drawing.
Dave Cook.
Yeah,
great artist.
Did a nice little pen and ink drawing of Freddy Krueger and the severed head of one Pete Mongelli. And I'll tell you what, it's absolutely in detail. Yeah, absolutely in detail, right down to the New York Yankees logo. Big event coming up. When's it taking place, Amy?
October 8th to the 10th at the Wyndham Resort in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Come party with us all weekend long.
You know, we've never cut any spots for her, and this is just like second nature for her. You know, and in fact, this is the only thing.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
It doesn't only get mentioned here on that sci-fi show.
No, really?
No. On Sunday nights, Rockers in Recovery, we're always promoting Spooky Empire and giving out the guest list. As well as Rockers in Recovery. I mean, that gets more replays on this station than any other show.
A lot of our guests are Rockers in Recovery. So,
you know,
my good pal, East Freely. You know.
Now, is he really in recovery?
Yeah, he's clean right now.
Right now?
Yeah. He's in good shape right now. I mean, I used to tour with him back when I was younger, and he was in recovery then and then fell off the wagon and everything else. But right now he's in really good shape, best he's looked in years, if you can, you know.
Yeah.
It's really weird looking at him on the picture there without the makeup. And it just doesn't look like Ace Frehley. It's just like, oh.
No, in fact, I thought he was black.
Well, no, that was the guy that played him in the movie.
In the movie, yes.
I see.
Kiss the Phantom of the Park, which we'll be showing at the pool Friday night.
Really?
Yeah, so we're going to be showing Kiss the Phantom of the Park at the pool.
An Ace Frehley film.
You sure you want to do that in front of the pool? I mean, you're just kind of asking for people to jump in and drown themselves at that point.
Even better, it just happened to like video commentary. All right, I know I wasn't here, but I think this is the moment where I have my very dramatic line. Yeah, this is the point of the movie where I like, you know. Yeah. In fact, it's on YouTube. I remember like watching it when it aired on NBC back about 100 years ago.
And you're
like looking at the intro and it's on YouTube and it's like you hear the guy saying, you know, tonight on the NBC Saturday Night Movie. Kiss. And the way he's just saying that, and he's thinking to himself, I'm getting a paycheck for this, aren't I? I just died. Yeah.
I remember I watched it in my kitchen on like a little, my 13-inch television in my kitchen while my parents were watching the Diane Marie show in the other room.
Yeah. And what else did Kiss do? Oh, the Paul Lynde Halloween special.
An amazing show. Amazing show.
Yeah, I'd love to get my hands on that.
I could probably get you a copy of that.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And maybe from you.
And it's probably on YouTube.
I want a copy
right
of
now.
Kiss
yes.
Save
yeah.
Santa.
Yeah. Kiss Save Santa? Well, that was a Family Guy one.
Yeah, I know, but that was so great.
Yeah. It was funny.
Yeah, it was.
Kiss is everywhere now.
Yeah.
Like,
it's everywhere.
Like,
from,
I mean, I go to the grocery store, and I go to get Dr. Pepper, and there it is. Kiss.
Oh, well, that's because if Gene Simmons can put his name on it and make 10 cents,
Yeah.
He'll do it for 20.
Well, there's a name for Gene Simmons, but there's a young girl inside the other room, so I can't really say who it is. But he does have great marketing skills.
Yeah.
He really does, and but he's, it's not just Ace Frehley. He's going to be going one there. Danny Trejo from Machete, and this was obviously
and Predator too. He just did Predator.
Yeah. So you've been in communication with him before.
Uh-huh.
Who would have thought that Machete would have been this big? Considering I think this started off Life Machete as just a trailer that was part of the
of course, yeah.
Yeah.
He's just growing so much. Like everybody loves Danny Trejo. It's like. And he was just some kind of extra in movies years ago.
Well, I think the thing that really stands out about Danny Trejo is he starts off as that extra, in El Mariachi and Desperado, and being the big, mean-looking, you know, I'll kill everybody Mexican guy.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then you see him in movies like Delta Farce, where he's cracking jokes and he's funny, and he's generally really good at it. And then you listen to King of the Hill, and you listen real carefully. He does a lot of voices for people on King of the Hill as well.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
He does the voice for the truck driver that works with Hank and Octavio, the mysterious guy that always gets Dale his crazy whatnots.
Do you remember him in Bubble Boy?
Yes.
That was funny as hell, too. Yeah.
I could use me some patches.
Yeah, that was what Beetlejuice and the Howard Stern show. He made a cameo, didn't he?
Yeah.
Fascinating, yeah. Danny Trejo's going to be there at Screamfest.
Danny Trejo, another guy in rehab.
I think he put a lot of people there. No, that's Traction. I'm sorry.
I know. We could talk about Gary Busey. Should we talk about Gary Busey?
I think we've done enough of that for one day.
I think we should talk about Ben Browder.
It's not going.
I always want to talk about Ben Browder.
Right, well, sweetheart, I'll tell you what. At 6 p.m., Amy will be talking about Ben Browder in the elevator hallway. So if anybody wants to come over to the station, hear Amy talk about Ben Browder. And then we'll bring her over to the transmitter site later on tonight. We go to low power, and it's like, you can only hear it like within the neighborhood. And Amy can talk about as much Ben Browder as she wants to a heart.
Do I talk about him too much?
Gary Busey, I hope he chases you down the hallways. Hey, sweetie, how you doing? How you doing, boy?
I'll have Chris with me. He's my bodyguard.
Hey, sweetie, how you doing? Well, yeah, I like to grow some facial hair. Yeah. They really turn me off. Kind of reminds me of I did a film Point Break with
Keanu Reeves.
And the dead guy. Who's the dead guy? he's really dead, yeah. I don't know if his condition's expected to improve, but yeah, I liked him in Dirty Dancing, yeah. Yeah, he's still dead, isn't he? Yeah, Gary Busey's going to be there with Jake Busey. We've talked too much about him already. Rico Browning.
Yeah, yeah. I always love Rico, man.
Yeah. I think he lives in Florida, doesn't he?
He lives right here in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
Davey, actually.
Davey, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But he also did, The Flipper. He wrote a lot of The Flippers the James Bond movies. He worked on a lot of the James Bond movies over the years.
So he definitely has his fingers in the pie in terms of filmmaking and television making.
Yeah.
Back when they did Flipper was at the old Ivan Tor Studios, which is where Channel 2 is located now, North Miami Beach. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Rico Browning's going to be there. PJ Souls.
Yeah, I'm real excited about it. She's going to join one of the bands on stage.
Really? Cool.
And do Rock and Roll High School.
I was worried about that because, she was involved in Rock and Roll High School, and that was a great cult film, So she's going to be there as well. I got a few folks from Friday the 13th. You got Betsy Palmer and Ari Lehman.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this could be Betsy Palmer's last show.
Uh-oh.
She's getting a little up there in age, and she said she wanted to do it because she came and had a great time the last time. She said, I don't want to, stop doing shows until I do Spooky again. So
this may be her last. So if you're collecting autographs and you want Betsy Palmer, come on over to Spooky Empire.
Definitely.
In Orlando, Florida. Taking place when, Amy?
October 8th to the 10th at the Windsor Resort in Orlando. All weekend long, we're going to be there, and we're going to be partying.
I just have one simple request. Can our table be somewhere near Elvira? I've got good eyes, man, so just within eye shot, that's all I need.
You sure you don't want to be next to me, huh? What do you think? You can sit right next to the Busey.
You can be partying with the Busey all night long.
Yeah.
Chris has got plans.
You and me, brother, you and me.
This guest list has got so many different turns to. I can't wait to see the fans that it turns out this year.
I know.
Look, it's Alex Vincent, Amy's online friend.
I met him over at Florida SuperCon in June. He's a really nice guy. He's going to be there.
One thing I like,
he's going to be partying with us, too.
It's very much across the board. In fact, I think you have a new group of individuals that just signed up, as I know it's going down to the bottom of the page, the Gahooligans.
Oh, yeah, the Gahooligans.
Did I say Gahooligans?
Yeah.
Gahooligans.
You're a hooligan.
Gahooligans, yes, the Gahooligans.
Yeah, they're like a horror-based kind of 70s kind of feel.
Yeah.
Kind of TV show, like a Saturday morning cartoon kind of show.
Okay, cool.
Live, like a Sid and Marty Krofft kind of deal.
Oh, yeah. I kind of noticed that. Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, we've been talking to the Cartoon Network trying to get them on there.
For Adult Swim?
Yeah.
Yeah, they would be cool for Adult Swim. They would be
You could definitely see them. Now, I'm looking here. I see Paris Mayhew. Now, does he have any relation to Peter Mayhew?
No.
I mean, they kind of look the same. If you know Peter Mayhew now, and you look at Paris Mayhew on the picture here, they look a lot like they could be.
Yeah, you're right about that, Christopher.
Don't call him Christopher.
What?
He doesn't like it.
And how do we know this?
Because I called him Christopher.
Uh-huh.
Once.
Am I right in saying that?
Yeah.
Okay, Grasshopper. yeah.
My dad called me Christopher once.
Once.
And of course, we got John Carpenter coming.
That's right, I forgot. Yes, the one.
How could you forget about John Carpenter?
That's right. How can you forget?
Well,
Joey.
I'm looking here at Ace Frehley, you know. I'm looking here at Elvira, and I'm looking here at Gary Busey. But yeah, I'm
looking at Miss Monster.
Miss Monster,
the...
Hey now.
I've never been with a blue chick before.
almost
it kind of fills a lot of fantasies.
almost in the same vein, if you will, as the Gooligans, am I correct? Yes, I suppose. Possibly? Yeah. Yeah. But also looking through the guest list as well, Robert England, he's going to be there. It looks like a Nightmare on Elm Street celebration. Heather Langenkamp, Amanda Weiss, John Saxon. A huge celebration of that. And it's not Bob's first appearance, am I correct?
No, Robert's the second time he's been to our show, but everybody else, it's the first time they've ever been to Florida.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, Heather Langenkamp's never been to Florida, and John Saxon's never been here, so.
Okay. It should be fun to see.
They're going to have a blast.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk more about who else is going to appear, as well as what you can do when you're over there outside of, you know, looking at Elvira and just leering at her like I may be doing. So you might need to call me to trivia on that piece.
We had that happen the last time she attended.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, we had some stalkers, and we had an ex-man out of the building.
Now, the question is...
Actually, it happened at Dragon Con with Summer Glau.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
She had lines you would not believe.
Total sweethearts. Stayed after the doors closed, set up a table outside, and stayed for an extra hour just to sign autographs for all the fans that were there. Even the crazy one that was cutting herself in line.
Wow.
This was the story that I heard from security was this girl was covered head to toe in cuts, clearly not right in the head, and was obsessed with Summer, and Summer knew her and saw her and was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I'll sign and be happy, but then they had cops walking her out.
Yeah, be happy and cover yourself in bandages and, you know, and just.
Oh, unfortunately, some people just ain't quite right in the head.
Seek professional help, yeah.
One of those people, I know.
Well, you know, you should see me. But anyways, end result, we're going to be talking more with Pete Mongelli in regards to what you can see and do at Spooky Empire. You might want to see... Elvira, you might want to see Sci-Fi Amy. They both look alike.
Yeah, in the mid area.
if you insist. The website SpookyEmpire.com, and it's taking place when, Amy?
October 8th through the 10th at the Wyndham Resort in Orlando.
That's right.
And we're going to party.
Yes.
We're going to party, and we're going to party.
Like it's 1999.
That's right.
It's our show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. More after the break. Stay with us.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and flies across the floor.
The Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money Show, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and stream live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com and Blog Talk Radio.
Panadrol is a new joint and muscle pain relief breakthrough. The combination of all natural herbs and Panadrol works synergistically to reduce the swelling of joints, inflammation, and effectively block chronic pain receptors in the brain without disrupting the pain signals that warn you that a new injury has occurred. Finally, there's an all-natural alternative to dangerous prescription pain relievers. Panadrol is clinically tested and proven totally safe with no known side effects or drug interactions. In a clinical study of 75 patients, 100% were pain-free after 14 days of using the product. Pain relief so effective, you'll never go another day without it. If you're not amazed at the results you receive when taking Panadrol as directed over the period of 90 days, you'll get a full refund for every bottle purchased, less shipping and handling. It's guaranteed. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Plus, you get the first two bottles for just the cost of shipping, just $5.95. For more information, go online to Panadrol.com. That's Panitrol.com. Or call toll-free, 877-500-5529. That's 877-500-5529. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Everyone knows that men and women experience life differently, and women dealing with addiction need highly specialized care. Destination Hope has a program that specializes in the needs of women addicted to drugs and alcohol, featuring residential or intensive outpatient programs, plus care for eating disorders, dual diagnosis, and trauma programs. At Destination Hope, you'll experience individualized treatment derived from a constant reevaluation as you grow. Backed by a highly attentive team approach to your treatment, you'll take a leading role in your own recovery and rebuilding your life. Plus, Destination Hope is JCO certified for the highest quality of care in substance abuse treatment and service. If you're a woman dealing with addiction, it's time to renew your hope. Destination Hope, your lifeline to recovery, conveniently located in Fort Lauderdale, most insurance plans accepted. Call toll-free 877-824-0001. That's 877-824-0001. Online at destinationhope.net.
Marketing your service today must include repetition at the right time on the right form. Spend your advertising dollars correctly. To send your advertising money, buy advertising at drive time 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. in four South Florida counties. Thousands of listeners contact the Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR and make your company part of the Money Talk Network, a Scouting Wealth Management Network, Blog Talk Radio, and social media. Call 877-578-5788 for more information. Again, that's 877-578-5788. 5788.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
That's our five show continues as we're heading the home stretch right now, second half of our second hour for this week. I'm Joey Donovan, glad to have you with us. Chris West across the glass. Sci-Fi Amy, not looking at Ben Browder pictures, but just doing what she normally does best, which is...
All right, now, hold on. Before we go any further, let's go back to this conversation we were having before we got back from break about tattoos here. Now, why won't you get a tattoo?
I just have a thing for needles, but I just have a personal thing about tattoos. That's all. Listen, tattoos, smoking if you got them. Okay, go nuts. My ex-fiance had tattoos in a couple of nice places. No problem with her. It's just for me. It's just everybody has a certain thing for certain things, and I mean, tattoos are cool, but I'm just chicken. But
I made all my tattoos are made from homemade guns with blender mowers and sewing needles and Indian ink.
Ouch.
Yeah, and they didn't hurt.
Okay. I just.
He's a wimp.
You know, I just, you know, best if I just, you know, go ahead and have fun. And there is one tattoo I'd like to get for my ex-fiancée, but, you know, it's a long story.
I'm actually considering it. I've been pondering it for a while, but I'm thinking about getting a TARDIS done on my left calf.
Ooh, a TARDIS.
Yeah.
I like that.
Not such a bad idea. But you have to apply through the BBC. You have to, like, put a little copyright on BBC on your...
I don't think they'll care.
Pete Mongelli joins us. Obviously, he's the Lord God of Spooky Empire, taking place when, Amy?
October 8th through the 10th at the Wyndham Resort in Orlando.
See, I have to call her at about, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. She's sound asleep, and I can just see if she says it automatically.
He does call me at weird hours.
That's
why my phone is off.
Yeah, a lot of tattooing going on at this event as well. In fact, Screaming Ink, a tribute to the Four Horsemen, I think is what they're going to be doing, hosted by Mark Draven, a number of great tattoo artists.
Yeah, incredible tattoo artists. I mean, if you're into tattooing, this is the place to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get anything you want, including your autographs.
A
lot of people do that. They get their arm signed and...
Oh, I could pull a Dimebag Darrell and get Ace Frehley to sign my chest and then just go get it tatted right then and there.
There you go.
All right.
That'll make my Dimebag
Darrell
so jealous.
We're giving away three custom painted Dimebag Darrell guitars for our costume contest.
Wow.
$1,000.
Okay, so, Amy,
yeah.
I'm in for the costume at this point.
Oh, so now you'll do a costume.
For
okay.
Dean Dimebag guitar? Oh, yeah.
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 You can dress up as me. You know that, sweetheart.
I could be Fat Busey.
Okay. And moving on.
A lot of great tattoo work there at the event. So if you're in the mood for a tattoo, Yes, go. By all means, go. Zombie Walk taking place just before the festivities start on Friday.
Yeah, and we're going to be doing that at Uno's. Uno's is going to have their own private party over there. Not private. Public, but they're going to be doing they're kicking off the whole show with the Zombie Walk, and they're going to have special drinks there, and you can get your Spooky Empire glass. They're going to have glasses with Spooky Empire's logo on it and everything. So it'll be another collectible piece you can get.
Yeah, a number of other folks will also be there. Let's see, several other groups in attendance, such as the Zombie Emergency Defense, a group of heavily armed civilians there to protect the masses.
Dead-Eyed Empire.
Yeah. And the anti-zombies protesters, Double TAP, True Americans Protecting the Alive Population. I wonder if Teabaggers will be there as well, just as a mistake.
Or maybe if we're real lucky, the Westboro Baptist Church out of Kansas.
No.
Dude, last year we had almost 900 people attend, and we had John Landis. He did the march.
That's right, yeah. As well as Bill Heinzman from 19.
Yeah, he does it every year. Yep. And Harry Krish, a zombie from Dawn of Dead.
Tom Savini as well, I think, yeah?
Yeah, he's done it a couple of times.
And so that's taking place now. It starts at 4 o'clock. The gathering before the walk begins at 1 p.m. on that Friday afternoon. And it's going to be, again, hosted by Uno Chicago, Pizza Uno. If you haven't had Pizza Uno, Pizza Uno.
Yeah, there used to be a nice one down in Kendall that got shut down years ago.
Yeah, there was one up here in Boca Raton before it got shut down a few years ago. But, yeah, it's a great location, great pizza.
Now, for those people out there that, you know, obviously a lot of people are going to try to attend the zombie walk and don't know how to do zombie makeup, is there people going to be there that they'll be able to get makeup or makeup tips from?
Yeah, we're going to have a bunch of special effects people out there doing makeup for everybody at the zombie walk. And, you know, you just tip them and they'll do all kinds of crazy makeup for you.
Awesome. So anybody can just come up, you know, throw them $5-$10 and get a nice little custom face paint job and a little fake blood, and you're good to go for the
zombie walk. You know, a special effects artist. Yeah.
All right.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So now there's definitely no reason not to come.
Exactly.
It's not like you can't tear up a shirt and a pair of jeans and, you know, throw some ketchup on it.
And we'll probably be throwing out some Spooky Empire t-shirts at the zombie walk. You can rip it all up and put the makeup on.
That's going to be great. You're going to have all these people dressed up, you know, as zombies, and you're going to hand out, like, you know, 15, 20 shirts, and there'll be 15, 20 guys with perfect shirts standing out in the crowd.
Exactly.
Tear up your shirt, man. Are you kidding? No.
Maybe we'll rip it up before we throw it out.
There you go.
I'll tell you what, it's nice for Pete to do this, because just imagine what ScreenFest 2020 in Orlando, and he got, like, one of the premier makeup artists, you know, at ScreenFest, and it's like, so how'd you start? Well, I got my start here at ScreenFest back about 15 years ago, man. Just
Spooky Empire.
I'm sorry, ScreenFest. Look,
Spooky Empire.
All right, now see, here's the thing: is I call Joey the OG, the original geek.
Yeah,
because he was there at the beginning.
Yeah, well, not the beginning.
Yeah, you were.
You were.
What, the first Star Trek convention at the New York Hilton in 1972? I think not.
Is that true? That's one of the first Star Trek?
That was the first one I had, yeah, in 1972. In fact, Jerry Stiller's wife, Ann Mirra, had brought her two sons. One of them was Ben, to that convention.
Oh, I hear Ben.
Stiller. Ben Stiller.
When I hear Ben, I think it's my Ben.
It's like that character of the dog in the film Up, where it's like he's talking all of a sudden. Squirrel!
Yeah. Shiny thing!
Yeah. Okay, back to sleep, sweetie. In addition to that.
If you would just take a breath every,
I will. I'll try.
Do you even breathe? Are you even alive?
I am very much alive. I'm not of the undead.
Okay.
Yes. Now, in addition to this, obviously you're trying to break the Guinness record. Am I right in saying that? Or?
No. We tried to do that a couple of years ago, and we failed by probably only about couple hundred people. But since then it's gotten out of control in other cities. They do more people than actually come to our show anymore.
No worries. Well, anyways, big zombie walk for that Friday. Film festival also that weekend, and we touched base on that.
Yeah, the Freak Show Film Festival, which a lot of great movies will be shown, all independent films. Definitely support your independent films. They're the future. Feature of horror movies.
Exactly.
And Robert Machete, Fear Films, he hosts it. And does a fantastic job.
Cool, cool. Well, Chris is out of the studio for a moment. I guess we can talk about the bands that are coming up, because the last time you were here, he was talking about how the South Florida band sucked. And the opinions expressed by Chris West are strictly those of Chris West, and they're only those of Chris West, and that's pretty much what.
He needs that.
Yeah, I know.
We have some great bands this year. Green Goblin Project's been with us since day one, and it's just great. There's very few people from day one that came every year to our show, and Green Goblin Project has played every year.
Yeah, well,
and they usually get the drummer from the Misfits to go on stage and do a couple songs with them. Joey Image, he's from the original Misfits. You've met him before.
Yeah, he's good people,
yeah.
The Vaudevillians will be there Friday night, October 8th, along with the Graveyard Boulevard, The Wrong, Cadillac Creeps, and Sister Kill Cycle. I like that. I like that name, you know, Gidget King's birth anniversary was last Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think he would have been 38 years old. And,
you interviewed him.
I did, and I know he was close to you as well, because he's down here locally, and obviously worked with Brian Warner, aka Marilyn Manson, and I know they'll be doing a tribute to him on Saturday.
And you might have a special appearance playing one song on there by a guy that's in this room.
Oh.
I might be doing one of the Marilyn Manson songs.
Really?
With him, so.
Oh, don't want to miss that.
For a moment, I thought it was Chris.
Yes.
thank you, Pete, for making my life easier. Sleeping easier.
But Gizzy was one of the first guests that ever did the Spooky Empire shows.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he died of an overdose. And we're doing a tribute to his death. Because he died, on the 9th.
Yeah.
October 9th.
So,
a couple years ago.
Yeah, so that evening will be dedicated to him. In addition to that, there will also be other groups, The Undertaker and His Pals.
Yes, an amazing band from San Francisco.
Yeah.
Incredible. If you ever get a chance, go on their MySpace. I know people don't go on MySpace anymore, but that's where the bands are.
Yeah.
And you can go listen to their music. Funny as hell.
Chris, we're talking about the bands that are appearing. I already mentioned about how South Florida band sucks, so you don't have to. But in addition to that, the Green Goblin Project and Psycho Charger.
Yes, from New York.
Yeah.
Green Goblin Project was actually a dragon, and they played there too, and they were a really good band. And they were actually, if I remember correctly, they'd been at Spooky before.
Mm-hmm. Every year.
Yeah, okay. So I have heard, we actually got their CD years ago when we were back when we were in the old Ad Astra days. And for about a six-month period, that was the only bumper music I used on Comic Age Now.
Yeah, Green Goblin Project, They are the best. A lot of great bands appearing there. We got a poker tournament. You already know about it. Check out the website, SpookyEmpire.com. We got vendors.
Yeah. We have over 200 vendors in the vendor room, probably one of the largest vendor rooms in any horror convention.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible vendors, and this year, with Ace Frehley being there, we'll have a bunch of KISS vendors in there too, selling all kinds of KISS memorabilia.
Yeah.
So,
cool. I wonder if we'll have the KISS coffin.
We had a phone call the other day that from Houston, and the guy said he was the biggest KISS fan in the world, and he was bringing his coffin to get autographed by Ace.
You know who recently was buried in a KISS coffin? Jim Simmons of Libido.
That's funny. But also Dimebag Darrell was.
Oh, yes. That's right.
He was the first person to ever be buried in a KISS casket. He was. As far as I know, he's the first person to ever actually. He was the first person they sold one to.
Ooh. Wow.
And then that was it. That was the. From there on, that's when Gene decided, okay, well, we broke the rule. I was never going to sell this. It was just going to be for a member of KISS, but obviously with Dime being such a huge fan of KISS and being influenced by Ace Frehley's entire life, it was only right to bury him in that casket with about 10 bottles of Crown Royal.
How can I possibly just turn away any chance of goodwill? Check out my website, KISS Online. Check it out.
Hey, you know what else we're doing on Friday night? It's not on the website. No. It should be on the website soon.
Yeah.
But we're doing the Dead Bangers Ball on Friday night. And all we're doing is playing metal music at the pool.
Right.
Wow.
That's metal. Why we're showing Kiss Me Fan in the Park. But we're going to be just showing, we're playing metal music all night, Friday night by
Love
the pool.
Metal.
Cool.
So Dead Bangers Ball, Metallica.
Oh,
Metallica to Danger to, of course, Anthrax.
Awesome. I am
also there.
A lot. Taking place at Spooky Empire, the Ultimate Horror Weekend. Taking place when, Amy?
October 8th to the 10th at the Wyndham Resort in Orlando. We will be there. You should be there, too.
Exactly. We're not only going to be there. We're going to be there broadcasting live.
Yes, we will be broadcasting live.
SpookyEmpire.com, the website. Again, SpookyEmpire.com. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And Pete Mongelli just asked me to stick around for a bit as we close out the hour. It's that Sci-Fi Show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Visit our website at scifishow.com. We're on blogtalkradio.com. Listen to us online at www.wwnnradio.com and the website for the mothership. Thank you, Overlord Hollis. It's www. What is it, Chris?
That's holisticlifestylesradio.com.
That's right. I'm thinking about John Hollis getting ready for the big night tomorrow night. We may have him on the flip side of this break talking about what's up tomorrow on Rockers and Recovery. That's Sci-Fi Show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Back after the break. Stay with us.
The Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and stream live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com. And Blog Talk Radio.
If you have a passion for helping people, you may be a perfect candidate to become a certified addiction professional. And there's no better place than the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale. The Academy for Addiction Professionals is nationally certified to train you as a certified addiction counselor, certified addiction specialist, or certified behavioral health technician. You can even take online continuing education courses. You will have access to cutting-edge resources, important certification updates, trends in the behavioral health field, and you can network with other addiction professionals. Turn your passion into your profession. Contact the Academy for Addiction Professionals in Fort Lauderdale, 877-824-0001. That's 877-824-0001 or online at www.addictionacademy.com.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Marketing your service today must include repetition at the right time on the right form. Spend your advertising dollars correctly. Send your advertising money by advertising at drive time 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. in four South Florida counties. Thousands of listeners contact the Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR and make your company part of the Money Talk Network, Ascani Wealth Management Network, Blog Talk Radio, and social media. Call 877-578-5788 for more information. Again, that's 877-578-5788.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
I mentioned the name of Overlord John Hollis, and look who materializes right in front of me. Hello, sir.
Hello. What's happening?
Great, thanks. Great. We got a big show coming up tomorrow night.
I was on the way up here, and I was listening, and I just wanted to let Amy know that she was wrong. You're not dead. It's just your hair follicles are.
Oh, I see.
You know, I have an idea. We were talking about tattoos. He could get a tattoo of hair. On his head.
It's almost like plugs.
Right.
That's true.
Well, let me know where you go, Joe, because I need them too.
Well, you're doing better than me.
Yeah, but, you know, you look pretty good.
He's a married man.
No, I mean his hair.
He's a married man.
He's not Ben Browder, okay? So he can relax.
Down, girl, down. Not much time left. Tomorrow,
can you believe him?
Tomorrow night, John. Now, who's our guest on Rockers in Recovery?
Actually, we got a lot of things going on tomorrow night. We got, of course, the In the Rooms guys will be here. RT and Kenny P are going to be in the house at 9 o'clock and 9 to 10.
Yeah, hey.
And, of course, starting at 10 o'clock, because it is a three-hour show, 10 o'clock is going to be Music Cares. Now, Music Cares is a division of the Grammys. And they're going to be on talking about how Music Cares works. And, of course, we'll spend 3 hours of Rockers in Recovery discussing different ways that musicians can get help. Most importantly, we want you to check out the events at holisticlifestylesradio.com October the 2nd. It is the Supergroup 2010 in Boston. We're going to be broadcasting live from that event. Leslie West of Mountain and Rick Derringer are going to be the people that are actually the headliners, and we're looking forward to their guitar legends, and we're looking forward to them. Of course, musical director Ricky Bird from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. And then, of course, you got the Spooky Network or Spooky Empire. We're looking forward to that, too. And then, of course, the 12-Step Music Fest, November 4th through the 7th. So go to holisticlifestylesradio.com. Click on events. All of the events are there. We're adding about five more for next year that are pretty off the chain. So we're looking forward to being a part of some things that are going on out in L.A. too. So we thank you, Joe, for being the master ceremony of this insanity.
Well, thank you for letting me give you a Saturday off. but, yeah, we do appreciate your having us on, and we appreciate you also thinking of us, especially as, yes, we are going to be doing a live remote on Five Cards and Sang at Spooky Empire, which is taking place when, Amy?
October 8th to the 10th at the Wyndham Resorts in Orlando. All weekend long, it's party town.
That's right. That's right. And Gary Busey's going to be there, too. Yeah. Yeah, I can't do it in front of
I'll have to make sure I have enough money for bail.
I heard Fatty Busey's going to be there, too.
Who? Oh,
yeah, Chris.
Yeah, okay.
I'll have bail money for you. Don't worry, honey. I got you covered.
I'll go ahead and spring for a few things. I can sell some stuff over the tables, can't I? Yeah, I guess I can. Sell some motorcycle gear. What do you think? No, I guess not. Keith Marcelli's been gracious enough to put up with us for the whole 2 hours of this show. We want to thank him again. Well,
thank you guys, man, for having me on, man.
Thank you, Petey.
It's our honor. You know, one day I'm going to get you over here and have you just talk about all the work you've been doing, you know, part of local crew and just doing all the stuff with in regards to just rock groups and music and local bands and such.
And what about Burn Notice?
You're right. Yeah, Burn Notice, which will be back on USA Network next summer.
Yes, and we just finished taping last night.
Exactly.
For that season.
And you need to get some sleep. So Pete Moncelli again, SpookyEmpire.com, taking place when, Amy?
October 8th to the 10th at the Wyndham Resort in Orlando. All weekend long, we're going to be there live. You don't want to miss it. Get your hotel reservations now before they're sold out.
I am Dr. Pavlov. I am so Dr. Pavlov. Okay, we're going to wrap up the show. We want to thank our internet partners, intherooms.com, mysoberscene.com, and Brittany has something to say. Yes, go ahead, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
We're done. As Chris plays up the music, I just want to thank our sponsors for this hour. Chris, who are they, perhaps?
Oh, we got Dan Ascani's Wealth Management. We've got Panitrol. We've got Beckert & Associates, Robert Gluck, and Destination Hope.
P.M.P. Mongeli, thanks again for being on the show. And for Sci-Fi Andy, for Chris West, for Brittany, I'm Joey Donovan. Thanks for listening. Mr. Sulu, check us out.
On this sponsored program, more strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
The Defending Your Money Show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money Show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and stream live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com and Blog Talk Radio.
If you're a man looking for addiction treatment, consider Destination Hope. Located in Fort Lauderdale, Destination Hope is a residential-style treatment center with a unique understanding of the issues facing men in recovery. Destination Hope treats the whole person, physically and psychologically, with customized rehab programs tailored to your needs. The solution-based treatment philosophy includes relapse prevention models and cognitive behavioral therapy with a combination of group, family, and individual substance abuse therapies. You'll find a comfortable, uncomplicated environment, and Destination Hope is JCO certified for the highest quality of care in substance abuse treatment and service. Destination Hope, your lifeline to recovery, conveniently located in Fort Lauderdale.